The Browns probably need Mike Vrabel or at least the mayor from Footloose. Because I'm tired of watching one certain aspect of Browns football, and I think a lot. I'd say the vast majority of Browns fans would agree. I would say that they agree. Fix my life at 745 216-474-0092. Like, some people are getting confused. Like, Ken, you say you're not gonna, you don't call for people to be fired, but on the same level, you want Mike Vrabel. I just know what's gonna happen, so you might as well start it now. They gave up yesterday. We'll get back to the Cavs, who certainly didn't give up. In fact, they did even better than what people thought they were going to do without Donovan Mitchell in the lineup. They gave up yesterday. And so when they give up, see, this is where if you want to watch something else for the rest of the year or kind of tune in, tune out, leave them on the radio and go do other things. We're getting to the holiday season. People are putting up their Christmas lights. People are doing some other things. You go right on ahead. If Juan Thornhill's going to jog all over the place, if other guys are going to walk around on the defensive line, if the offense can't get the passing game looked good, if we can't be two-dimensional at all, then you might as well just go out and do your own chores. Because I said it in the open of the show, and I'll say it again, it's become a worse chore to watch them. It's become a worse chore to sit there and watch them go through the motions and cost themselves your time and your love and your frustration and your passion. So you might as well do something that's going to bring you some joy. You might as well do it. I went upstairs yesterday after our phone call, and I knew I wanted to listen to Stefanski. My problem was that Liz had dinner ready. And I go, you got to go up there. You got to eat dinner with your family. That's what you got to do. I went up there. I swear to God, Tone, I went upstairs and I go, shh, shh, shh. And I played Alexa. I played the fan on Alexa because I knew we'd have his post game. And I'm sitting there shushing them if they decided to say anything because you can barely hear them talk. And I'm going, I got nothing out of this. I go, I shushed you boys. I got nothing out of this. It sounded like somebody going over clerical work in the background of an office.
Don't let Kevin Stefanski rip your family apart now.
I know. That's what I did. I'm shushing him going, hey, I got to hear. And they know this because I've had to hear him before in the post game. I'm shushing the boys. Shh, shh. While they're trying to eat their ravioli. Hey, hey, hey. He's talking here. And what did he say? Nothing.
He did not sound like a coach where this is completely come off the rails. He does not sound like a football coach.
No, he sounds like a guy who's resigned to his future. Yes. That's what he sounds like. Like Jim Fossil at one point says, I'm pushing them all into the table. And people laughed, and that team got to the Super Bowl that year. And then this is Kevin Stefanski in the post game. I mean, go ahead and listen to this.
You're 14-14 going into the fourth quarter, and then we didn't finish in any phase, and that's very frustrating for me, for our players, for our coaches. But we got to learn from it, and then we got to move on because we got one Thursday night at our place, and that's where our focus is going
to
go.
Woo! I'm ready to run through an effing wall now, boy. We are circling the wagons at 2-8. You are circling the drain, and now you have Mike Vrabel walking the sidelines in a headset. He wasn't going to be there on game days. Then he was there on game days. Yes, well, he's not going to make the road trips. Now he's making the road trips, and now he's wearing a headset.
We didn't know what his role really was when they caught up with him down in West Virginia. We didn't even really know what he was going to be doing. But now, all of a sudden, after some earlier games, we were like, did he even show up to the stadium? Now, not only is he at the stadium, he's on the sidelines. And, Kenny, a headset?
Yeah.
Like, so his role has changed. It's only going to invite more conversation from people like us.
It should.
About him and potentially being the next head coach of the Browns.
I think about this often. I like Mike Pettine. I thought he got a raw deal because of the Johnny thing, right? He probably still wouldn't have been a great head coach overall. He wouldn't have been a legend, whatever, but I still like the guy. This is my issue. I think back to then where Kyle Shanahan had the 32-point PowerPoint presentation and then left and went over to Atlanta, I think it was Atlanta, and then ended up in San Francisco as their head coach and runs a pretty good operation over there. I'd say so, right? Right. So you have Kyle Shanahan who went away. I'm thinking, you know what? We know where this is going. Speed up the process. Just speed it up. If I know how this ends and you know how this ends and the people listening know how this ends, then speed up the process. Yes, I can't believe I'm saying this. Job should be on the line on Thursday. 216-474-0092. Because I'm mad now. I can't imagine how mad I'll be on Thursday. I'll be spitting tired, really angry, mad on Thursday because I think what's going to happen is the weather's terrible. I think the fans are going to sell their tickets. I think Steelers fans that are 8-2 are going to be happy to buy cheap tickets to go watch their football team roll the Browns again, just like the good old days. And I'm going to come in Friday disgusted. And if you got Mike Vrabel on the sidelines, I don't want to make the same mistake. You might as well. Job should be on the line on Thursday. And if you want to do it, go ahead and start the process early. Go ahead and do it. Because I don't want to let this guy go. I don't want to let him go.
Well, let's start out just today. Do you think, Kenny, that we're going to hear anything about either Dorsey or Ventrone?
About Bubba Ventrone and Ken Dorsey?
About either of them or
leaving?
No, getting fired.
Today?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's you got a game on Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
I'd be shocked.
Boy, you're right. You're right, because of the short turnaround.
You might hear something on Friday.
Right. I guess that would be the day. That would be the day that would happen. I mean, special teams have been a disaster this year.
They've been
year.
More than a disaster. Hopkins, they've been a word I can't even come up with yet.
Is it Bubba Ventrone's fault that Hopkins just turned into a pumpkin?
Bubba Ventrone's fault for the coverage but the on coverage, punts and on kickoffs.
Well, I guess at this point, I don't know why the Browns, who've already were torched in the Cincinnati game with a kickoff return for touchdown, shouldn't every kick be in the end zone now from here on out or in the back of the end zone? Why? What are we're gambling over
who
five
knows?
Yards, right? The penalty for... a ball going out of the back of the end zone compared to letting guys return it. Because yesterday, you had 34-year-old Taysom Hill, who was the entire game plan.
34.
The entire game plan was him, apparently, right? Yesterday, apparently the Browns weren't ready for him.
Yeah.
Well, kickoff certainly wasn't ready for him because he torched him with a return back to the 40-yard line. So that's the first thing. I mean, we should have known at the start of the year, and I don't want to make this a whole focus about Ventrone.
Do you believe...
But we should have known when the very first kickoff of the year was a penalty because... we didn't know the rule.
Do you believe, though, that Job should be on the line on Thursday? Are we in lockstep here?
Are we talking head coach?
Yeah, everybody. Yes, everybody.
Everybody. I do not think his job is on the line at all yet.
Like, do you think it should be?
At the end of the year?
See, I think they all should be.
Well, who's your interim head coach? Jim Schwartz?
Oh, no, you start the process now. Mike Vrabel's your guy.
Oh, you're giving it to Vrabel.
Yep. I'm not messing with that stuff.
He has to accept that.
I'm sorry. If I wasn't clear enough, I'm sorry you didn't pick up what I was spreading there. I don't want to have the same situation where a good coach leaves us.
Right.
I don't want to give them time to think about the Cowboys or the Jets or the Giants or anybody else. Make them the guy. Thursday's your day. If you go out there and you embarrass yourselves on Thursday, which you more than likely will, then I don't want to have any other discussions. The guy has seen it. You go, here you go. This is your team. You decide who the real football players are, who the real football players aren't. You get your own general manager. We are going your way now.
But here's why
I'm
you would do that.
I'm not messing around anymore.
Boy, that's...
I'm done.
That's
I'm done playing games.
Last week,
done looking at charts. I need a guy who can look at the charts and also get guys' attention.
Last week, Kenny, you were nervous about why would Vrabel even want this job.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
And that's why I need to make a strong move for him to want the job.
This is very interesting because... I would make an argument. Man, we are getting ahead of things. But you're right. Like, things are going to get really ugly
name
here.
Name your price.
Really fast.
Money is money. I don't care about the money. It ain't my money. Name your price. $100 million? $120 million?
Here's why
Let's
you
talk
would do
turkey.
It. Whose name did you not hear yesterday during that Browns game?
I don't know.
He's probably the best Cleveland Brown.
Miles Garrett?
He's probably the best Cleveland Brown of my lifetime. It's either him or Nick Chubb. You didn't hear Miles Garrett's name yesterday. I don't want to ever, and I know he got a little banged up. He was limping around a little bit, and then he played. And I certainly don't want to accuse him of quitting, but we did see the defense quit yesterday. They got to be a little concerned right now with they're old, they're expensive, they're bottoming out here. Whether you want to call it a tank or whatever, they're going to lose a bunch of games the rest of the year. They might lose every single game the rest of the year. I'd be worried about keeping that guy invested.
Yeah.
Because if Miles Garrett, the minute he's not invested in the Cleveland Browns anymore, is the minute that he's probably behind the scenes asking for a trade.
That's why I need a strong guy to come in and evaluate and go, either we keep him or either we can work something out.
How do you keep him in the fold? How you keep him in the fold is to make sure that he feels good about things going forward. Would he probably feel better about things going forward if Mike Vrabel was the next head coach?
I think he would. Wouldn't you feel better about things going forward?
I mean,
if they came out
saying.
On Friday, they said, we ain't doing any search or whatever. I mean, I know that they're I don't know what rules they have to go through. We ain't doing any search. we've decided that the moves need to be made, and Mike Vrabel is going to be the guy, and we've given him a 10-year, $120 million contract, whatever the hell you want to say it is, then fine. I'm moving on, guys. I'm moving on. I'm not going to risk him seeing more, him seeing ugliness, and then have this same situation play out with us. Because I think I'm going to be a very angry person on Thursday night. I hope I'm wrong. I don't want to make decisions based on anger. But they've resigned themselves to this thought. Listen to him in the postgame. Listen to the players. Watch the players. This is off a bye week. And now I got to get ready for a team that's as hot as anybody in the NFL coming into town on Thursday, and they happen to be our biggest rival and they're 2 hours down the road. Forget about it, man. I'm not risking this. I'm not going to cut off my nose despite my face for the future of this franchise. Should jobs be on the line Thursday? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Should jobs be on the line on Thursday?
Well, I told you, and I had forgotten they had a game Thursday. I told you that I thought today was an obvious day
to fire Cleveland Browns football. Yeah. 92.3 The Fan.
I thought today was an obvious day to fire Ventrone or Ken Dorsey or both or whatever, just because normally coaches have to show that they're in control of this situation, or sometimes it's an edict from the front office, depending on your power structure, you know, your hierarchy in a given year. You know, we've asked questions about those things. Normally it's an easy one when a special teams is as bad as they've been all year, and then it comes up again yesterday in a game that was a tie game in the third quarter. That's an obvious time to do it. But then you said, yeah, but they have a game Thursday.
Yeah.
And I know some fans are screaming at the radio. Who cares? Who cares? Like, you've got to, you got to let everybody know that that stuff matters. There's accountability.
Well, you can't do that when you have a game in 72 hours. You really can't. So you're kind of stuck. Your time to do it was probably before the bye week, but I don't know why they didn't.
But
the only thought is that they had, because you'll have 10 days after this game to get ready for the next
one. But what you're telling me is that's small potatoes in the big picture, which is Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
You know, it seemed to me like he was, after the game, apathetic as to where his football team, it's his football team, and he didn't seem to really care all that much that they were a team that was supposed to contend for a Super Bowl, one of the most expensive rosters in NFL history, depending on what you're using. And they
$191 million offense.
And, okay, Jacksonville has to be the worst team in football now. You're the next worst team in football. Who is between Jacksonville and the Browns? Nobody. It's got to be you, right?
Hell,
I heard people last week saying the Cowboys. Carolina Panthers. It feels like we're worse.
Yeah.
Right now. And then you have you just have a total team.
Well, their situation
in the fourth quarter.
Like, Carolina can still fix their situation. We could try to take our first steps to fixing the situation.
Their quarterback's been decent. Has been a little. There's been signs.
We still have an albatross of a contract that's going to hang around this franchise for another couple of years. That's our situation. And if you don't like Mike Vrabel that much, fine. I'll hear it from you. But my thought is, I'm just not even going to mess around with giving him the opportunity to think about another situation. I know that they don't want to deal with that type of change, but if they're just going to come out and they're going to look listless, we know where this thing is going. And I know, I hear everybody and their brother sitting there saying, well, you know, if you were to fire these guys today, they'd have new jobs tomorrow. Okay, that's fine. But it's sometimes, we saw this with the Cavs. Things just run their course at times. J.B. Bickerstaff is doing a fine job in Detroit. I know no one's caring, but he's doing a fine job in Detroit. You shouldn't care, the 15-0 the Cavaliers are. But sometimes just things run their course. And I can look at a good head coach, like, did it not run its course in Philadelphia with Andy Reid? Things ran their course. They've both won Super Bowls since. Andy Reid's won more than them, but they've won a Super Bowl since. Things change. And I have a team right now that has zero leadership whatsoever. And I don't want to repeat history and mistake of the past where you lose a good coach because you're holding on to somebody else. I don't want to give him the opportunity to look in another direction. Don't want to do that. 216-474-0092. Mike and Shaker Heights, you're first up with the Fan.
Listen, man, these guys are so terrible, man. We got a clean house with Andrew Berry. We got to get rid of Stefanski. Don't tell me 37 and 31 is a good coach. These guys. But, you know, I was looking at the Bengals game last night, and they got talent at the receiving core. And when you look around the league, teams that are winning got talent.
So the problem is Andrew Berry cannot identify. He doesn't pull the strings to get real talent in here. And then they got to get coached up and put in a position to win, and that's where Stefanski plays part in it. So we got to get rid of them both, man, and sooner the better, you know?
They've made changes. They've made the coaching staff worse, Mike, and thank you very much for the call. I've defended their talent up to last week. I did. But if the talent, I mean, they can be as talented as they want. If they're not gonna try, then what the hell are we here for? And I just thought that yesterday was a give up game. 14-14 going into the fourth quarter. Guys start walking around, they get down, that's it. It's just get back on the plane, let's get back. We have a game coming up on Thursday. That's what it became. Well, okay, you're 2-8, and then this is what's gonna start making changes. And if I believe that change is coming, and I do believe that change is coming, I'm willing to do it now than risk the other one. We talked about this with Hugh Jackson. I wasn't making a change after the, was it the Kansas City or the Chargers game that they got rolled in and they made the change? Which one was it? I forget. Was it the Steelers game? I forget which game it was. And they made the change halfway through the year. I go, no, you should have went in the offseason and made that change before the season started. And started fresh with somebody else with Baker Mayfield is what they should have done. They wanted to try to keep this whole thing going. I don't want to make that same mistake. If you feel like this thing is going to be untenable, and I believe that in the next seven games it will, then fine. You got a mini bye coming up this Sunday as well. You might as well go ahead and do it. Anthony in Maple Heights, you're next up on the Fan.
What's up, Ken? I'm glad you brought up Hugh Jackson. I got a question. Which is worse, when we had Hugh Jackson or now?
Now, because we actually have we had expectations going into this year. Now is worse.
Okay. Second thing is, I believe the real Browns are, you know, the UPS workers. Shout out to the UPS workers. And the last and final thing I want to say is, y'all know I'm Anthony from Maple Heights. Go Steelers.
And that's where we're at right now. Getting trolled by Steeler fans.
When we talk about, like, what that building will be like, see, somebody maybe just tuning in, and they go, you guys are talking about, you know, a house cleaning right here with seven games left.
Yeah, the
Haslams are going to be in that stadium. And Thursday, this is when emotions get to a certain level. You already said, Ken, the weather is, it's given you every reason for a Browns fan to stay home. Literally every Browns fan. Mm-hmm. And so we know what those takeovers, normally they're December takeovers. A November takeover for a Steelers team that is feeling pretty damn good. I mean, they just, in a physical game against the Ravens, even though they didn't score a touchdown, they just got one of the biggest wins of the year. And that one, you know, we wondered about, like, Pittsburgh, if the schedule getting tougher for them. No, they are passing every test with flying colors.
I'm not making a decision out of anger. I'm not doing that. I'm foreseeing what the future is going to be. And I don't want to have to compete with any of these other organizations. I don't want to do that. He's had a front row seat to this, and he's had a front row seat to the dysfunction. And I thought, boy, this would be giving you every reason to not decide to come here after this season. I don't want to give them that option. I go, hey, you've seen what these guys are. You know now. This is how I'd sell it. You know how to fix it. That's why we're talking to you. How would you go about fixing this? Oh, you believe that we need a new general manager? Okay, you find your own general manager. You need a lot of money? They got a lot of money. Here's a lot of money. You need to bring in your own coaching staff? Bring in your own guys. You believe that some of the guys need to stay? Keep your own guys. That's fine. Do what you need to do. Because I need to make this situation palatable. Because it's going to be difficult. I don't know if things can just be changed around and everything's going to be fine next year. With that contract hanging over their heads, I don't know how likely that's going to be. But I can start to put this thing in the right direction as soon as I possibly can. I need a plan for the future. What's my plan for the future right now? What is the plan? Holding on to guys, making more lousy draft picks, having another first-round tackle, have a quote-unquote knee injury that keeps him out of this game yesterday? Do I do that? Which, what do I do? What's my plan?
Well, and how many players at this point are redeemable, guys that you want around that are young enough that you feel like you can...
Don't know.
I mean, you're down to who? I mean, God, JOK, we don't even know what his status is. Denzel Ward, fantastic. You know what? For all the bad yesterday, Denzel Ward.
Yep, you know what? There you
that
go.
That guy is awesome. And
still spent time in the medical tent.
You know, it's every game. It's every game, and you know exactly what all of us were thinking when he did.
I give him credit for doing it, yeah.
But that guy is so damn good. As long as the assignments are right, that guy is so damn good. and Myles Garrett. And who else? Who else is part of the short-term future of the Browns? Who else?
You mean short and long? Well, I don't know. JOK, it sounded yesterday on Friday, like, what was it? Jordan, it wasn't Jordan Hicks. Somebody else said, and it was like, hey, he's going to be okay. Like, I don't know where to go with JOK right now, but JOK is part of my future. As of right now, JOK is part of my future. We'll see how this all goes, right? Momad Diabate, he can stay. I like him. Oboe, I think, is nice. Isaiah McGuire is growing on me a little bit. He got held in a critical moment yesterday. Do you want to? I mean, we're naming names here. I mean, we're in rebuild mode. There's seven games left to go in the season.
But I'm talking about the guys.
Those aren't cornerstone guys, though.
I'm just talking about guys who can
It'd
help.
It'd be nice to have on the team if they stay around.
If you're talking cornerstone guys, there's two guys. There's Denzel, who I don't know what's going to happen this offseason.
But if Diabate leaves, you're not going to go, well, there goes the team. Yeah.
But, okay, Denzel, I still put JOK in there and Myles Garrett.
Is there anybody on offense? Is there anybody at all on offense?
Hey, finally, Judy. I'll give Judy credit yesterday. Finally,
he didn't fall down.
Finally, he stayed on his feet.
Let me give Cedric Tillman a lot of credit. He did a nice blocking job there on that play. That sounds backhanded. I'm dead serious.
Very downfield blocking.
I am
by
dead.
Our wide receiver.
No, I need that effort. First off, he's coming into his own as a pass catcher. He had what, 3 for 50 yesterday? He's coming into his own as a pass catcher, and that effort down the field I thought was great. That sounds so backhanded and so nasty because I'm so down about everything else. I'm not being that way about Sed Tillman. I'm serious. I loved what he did. Down the field, got in the defensive back's way, got Jerry Jeudy into the end zone. I thought it was great. And Jerry Jeudy making a play, that was even more fantastic. He had 140 yesterday. Great for him. Said be so upset with other things, you wouldn't even notice Jerry Judy's contract. Plus, he's playing well now.
But just the point, before we go back to the phones, that's the point of what I'm thinking about. Like I said yesterday, I went on to X after the game and said, mission accomplished. And we had been saying the draft was in Pittsburgh. It's in Lambeau.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, this year's draft is right around Lambeau Field.
It's been 3 years.
Why would we care? Yeah. So I put, you know, hashtag road to Lambeau, and a bunch of people were like, you know what that's going to do to your culture to just lose a bunch of games at the end of the year? I'm like, well, what culture do we have? What does your culture matter? All these guys, so many of these players are not part of the Browns going forward, right? And that's why I said, who's left? Mm-hmm. Well, the Myles Garrett one is important because you can't lose that guy's investment. And yesterday, kind of looked like he was a little checked out.
Let me get to Josh on the road. Josh, you're next up on the fan.
Morning, boys. Great job again.
Thank you.
Hey, could you imagine being such a pathetic Steelers fan when your team doesn't score any touchdowns? You got to call on a Browns radio station to dunk on them. That's pretty pathetic.
Well, I'd still rather him listening to us than listening to their morning show. Our morning show is better than their morning show. At least we win in that category. But go ahead there, Josh.
Yep. So I just think we're seeing the fall of talent from Barry. Even though he hasn't had any first-round draft picks, I really don't want to hear that excuse. He's the one that wanted to bring Watson here. There's no excuse. It's a rotting corpse. Get him out of here. And I will say something. I've kind of switched on Stefanski. This team looks leaderless, Ken. Mm-hmm. It looks leaderless. Kevin may be the smartest guy in the room, but if you can't lead your soldiers, what good are you?
And I got to see the future here, Josh, because the future is going to be painful decisions. And this is why people are getting this mixed up because guys ahead of me, and Josh, thank you very much for the call. God bless the men who came ahead of me doing this here, is that they got angry and they made decisions of, we need to fire this guy because I'm mad. I don't want guys to be fired. I'm just looking at the future. The future is going to have very difficult decisions. Kevin Stefanski is a coach of a team that has leadership. This team no longer has leadership. They made that decision. The quarterback they went and got and then put a C on his chest and gave game balls to for throwing 136 yards or whatever it was, that's not real leadership. All right?
We got to make him the captain just because.
If we are going to, and by the way, they took the C off of Nick Chubb's chest of all people to do that. So if we're going to be building again, I need strong leadership from that spot, because you're going to have young guys again. Young guys are used to looking at coaching staffs. Young guys are used to looking at older vets, and that's where hopefully Myles plays into this and maybe Denzel Ward, but they're used to looking at coaches. So I need a strong leader as coach. Well, where's my strong leader as coach? What team is not going to want Mike Vrabel? Okay, Mike Vrabel's already on my sidelines wearing a headset, but he's still a consultant. because, you know, he's got to get all his money from Tennessee. And I don't blame him for that one iota. But he's wearing a headset. If you're in Tennessee, if you're Amy Adams Strunk, you'd be going, why is he wearing a headset on your sidelines? He's still a consultant? Like, I would have to look into that. And this is where I'm going, hey, you know what? Whatever they owe you, I'll pay you as well, because I think I know where this is all headed. It's not a decision out of anger. It's trying to beat other teams with better cap situations, maybe better roster situations. It's trying to beat them to the punch. That's what I'm trying to do here, to get this thing fixed.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML.
Fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Kenny, you said it's time to fix your stream. And then Gabe on X says Dean Pease also needs to fix his stream, which all is right. Just not the type of humor this show goes for.
No.
Anywho.
Terrible. Just terrible.
Streaming was very important over the weekend.
Uncouth.
And if it gives us any kind of a window into how Christmas Day on Netflix is going to go, we have a problem. Because the Tyson-Paul fight, I was actually excited after saying this was a disastrous lead up. Like, why are they fighting? How is this sanctioned? And of course, what was I doing at home? Oh, I guess I'll go to the Netflix. Cannot wait. All of a sudden, I'm excited.
Well, I was in my office, and it's like Friday night. It was 10, and then it was 11, and I'm working on some things. And I'm watching the Cavs. Cavs game ends. And I'm like, you know.
Great college football on Tuesday, Saturday.
It was like, oh, my God. Well, Friday. Yeah. And so, by the way, I watched Wyoming drop three straight passes and ended their game, which, again, when you're watching Wyoming, Colorado State on a Friday night, you're either married or a sad individual. So that I'm probably a bit of both. So I was like, you know what? It's 11:30. I might as well. And I'm seeing people saying, I can't get in. I go, I might as well try to get in. Circle. Then again, circle. It was impossible. Couldn't do it. And because I was like, hey, I'm up. I might as well watch this thing that I couldn't get access to it. Your mind starts going, I'm paying for this. What am I paying for? I can't see this live. I can't do it. And now you have, it's Christmas Day, you said?
Yes.
Christmas Day NFL?
I know Chiefs Steelers are on Christmas Day on Netflix.
Oh,
there's another game too.
Oh, boy. They better.
Look real quick.
They better. You have, it's your favorite team. And by that time, you could have a one-loss team against a two-loss team, and that's it. I mean, boy, they better figure it out for you.
It is, it's Chiefs Steelers and then Ravens Texans. 1 o'clock, 4:30 on Christmas Day.
Oh, boy, good.
Those are both Netflix
games.
They're
both Netflix games, both good games. You guys better figure it out, because that is not.
Yeah, that will be unacceptable. So, in fact, I heard Daryl on Friday. They asked him if he was going to watch the fight on Netflix, and he said he doesn't currently have Netflix because he does, like, I'm using these streaming services now. Mm-hmm. He'll catch up on shows. I have never been that guy with Netflix. I've had it since it became a streaming site.
Yeah.
If those games aren't good, that might be a
cause
problem.
For big deal.
Owen to find other things.
Yeah, this is a really big deal. So
I'll get my murder documentaries somewhere else.
Let's
say things we can't take back.
Was a report. Mark Gurman, who's an industry insider, says Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson fight on Netflix peaked at 65 million concurrent viewers, I'm told. That's up from 1.8 million concurrent streams for the Tom Brady roast earlier this year. The reason they bring that up is because they had experimented with some live streaming events. So Netflix, to the employees on the streaming issues, this unprecedented scale created many technical challenges, which the launch team tackled brilliantly by prioritizing stability of the stream for the majority of viewers.
I didn't see anything. The majority of the viewers aren't all the viewers. Like, if I tune into CBS, I can see the game on CBS.
Yes.
Fox.
And
even Peacock.
Wait, that's NBC.
What'd you say? Oh,
unless Heidi's on.
Even Peacock.
Well, think about it. Earlier in the show, well, Peacock has been great with the streaming
Sunday nights,
of...
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. And their...
NBC, football, college football.
And the soccer.
That's true. That's right.
Yeah. They have not had the issues. Yeah. And for Netflix to have these kind of issues...
It can't be most. It has to be all of them. That's what your bread and butter is. Your streaming service.
Earlier this year, for I'm not sure which Browns game, they were dark for... I think you missed maybe one play, if at all, and people lost their minds.
Well, there's usually... At least once a year, in one of these games, there's always like there's one transmission thing where they either hit the wrong game. I don't know how they link these things up, so excuse me. But you either get the wrong game or you get black screen for a minute. And
people rage.
And people rage and they go nuts. But I would say 16 out of 17 games or whatever it is every week, you're going to have...
Imagine, Kenny.
You're going to have what you want.
You're an out-of-market because it seems like the NFL always mandates that you have to have a local affiliate cover it. But let's just say, for instance, you're out of town or you don't live in Cleveland and you're a diehard Cleveland Browns fan and you thought you could stream the game. Let's say they were playing on Christmas and you're going on and seeing that 25%, 25%.
Well, they are streaming. It's Amazon this week and it should be locally on Channel 5, I believe. But if you do listen, there are people that are listening on the Odyssey app right now that are in North Carolina, and they're going to have to watch it. And
it could be near EPA.
They've now had two full seasons, Amazon has, and it seems that there hasn't really been any problems there. But you still get the fuzziness of it not being HD at times, you know, the buffering type of thing. I'm just saying Christmas is a different animal. This is supposed to be...
The NFL's a different animal.
Well, this is their hostile takeover of Christmas Day, right?
Yes.
Like, they did it last year, and this year... Last year was the precursor.
Yeah.
This year was supposed to be, hey, we're taking it from the NBA.
Yeah.
They got to have that figured out.
They're just going to go ahead and take it, which you better have it figured out, because people need to see their games. They need to see it, and saying most of all is not good. You got to have them all. So you got a month to get this thing figured out. They better do it, because Owen is going to rage. And we got a lot of Steelers fans amongst us. I hate to say it, but they are going to rage too, and rightfully so.
But I guess here's the question, though. I mean, what are the – if they had any issues at all, like the people that experience that, like, I'm not giving up Netflix. Like, I'm just kind of at the mercy.
We might be on a break. I might have to take a break from them for a
while. Would you really?
Yeah.
I love Trailer Park Boys too much.
I cut the cord 2 months ago because I was already paying for all these streamers anyway. I've already seen the savings there. Now I go, I mean, I've caught up because I don't have regular cable to just watch the same old reruns. I've caught up on a ton of shows. I don't need it as much now.
Well, here's the other thing. When something goes wrong on, say, CBS or Fox, you can always call the local affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was younger, I would do this more to prank the stations. But you could also find
the sports boy.
You could also find a network phone number here or there, and if you really worked hard, Netflix. Who am I calling?
You're not calling anyone.
Who am I calling?
You are calling
Ed Sarando.
You are calling me or Jim to bitch. That's who you're calling.
Yeah.
That's who you're calling. That's the only people you're going to get a hold of. They better get it figured out in a month, because I know we're not supposed to have any sympathy for Steelers fans. I will have sympathy if they can't get their games. If Owen, because you're on the other end, that means you wouldn't be able to get it. I would have sympathy for them. That is untenable. You can't
do that.
You'll
have sympathy for Steelers fans and Ravens fans.
Yes.
What have you done to the season,
you're
Kevin?
You're paying Netflix. You deserve your product. Whether I want you to win or lose, that doesn't have anything to do with it. You deserve your product of what you're paying for. If you don't get it, that's completely unacceptable.
I think if the Browns were 7-3 right now,
feel differently. Maybe I would. But as of right now, maybe they'd do you a favor if all of a sudden you couldn't get in. It was just the circle. This is what this team does to me. That's why it's 8:20. Guys, things are going so good. The only thing we have left to do is bicker about the time they tip off. That's how good the Cavs are right now.